The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this first day of 2013. This is January the 1st, 2013. Thank you for taking the time out this morning to spend about 8 or 9 minutes with us. We appreciate it. And our guest, Larry Brown.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too,
Are
Larry
you still
Brown.
Up?
Yeah, I'm still up from last night, the first night celebration.
Right.
I just came
right.
in here.
All right.
But That was quite an event. And, you know, the Beethovens, we had the Beethoven brothers on yesterday on Radio Friends, and they were wonderful. But you're here today. I'm glad you're here on the first day of the new year. You're going to do a song for us,
well,
right?
I have a song, but I have a little trivia quiz for you first, Paul,
okay.
about this song, because I want to do this song. It's really a good song to start the year with, and it was recorded by Jimi Hendrix. Elvis Presley.
Elvis.
Billy Joel. Prince and Mariah Carey. Now, does that you figure out what that song would be?
No.
Well, it's popular all over the world, been translated into a dozen languages or so. But you know, old guys like us probably might remember that it was made popular in the United States by John Philip Sousa. Actually, George M. Cohen also. But it's. Guy Lombardo.
Okay.
And the
Guy
Royal Canadians.
Guy Lombardo.
You remember.
Auld Lang Syne.
1929. When
well,
first
I don't remember it in 1929. But of course, that's a New Year's, yeah. New Year's
oh,
Eve
it's
song.
It's a tradition. Now, the poetry goes probably all the way back to the 1500s, pieces of that poetry. And there was a man named James Watson who in 1711 had put it into a poetic form. But you know, of course, the form that we use, well, the English translation from Bobby Burns.
Of course,
Robert
yeah.
Burns. And his version, I think they date it usually at 1788. And I'm not going to do it in Gaelic or Scots, but yeah. I'll do it in English version.
So how did Auld Lang Syne become associated with
well,
New Year's
it's
Eve?
Because as we look at the verses in a little bit, it is remembering back to the strength of relationships and friendships and so as the year changes, it is a remembrance of the past and in that sense a preparation for the future. Now, it's used for Bobby Burns' birthday, and there's often a ceremony in which they link hands and form a circle. So now how it got attached to the American version of New Year's, I'm not exactly clear. It may indeed have been a Guy Lombardo. I don't know for all I know.
Yeah, but I mean, when you think of New Year's Eve and you think of a song, Auld Lang Syne.
Well, it's old Father Time fading away, and,
yeah.
and we remember.
So you're
going to
do it for us, right?
Yeah.
Now.
And Auld Lang Syne, of course, literally means old long since, but we translate it as long, long ago, or days gone by, or old times.
It's appropriate for today, New Year's Day. Here's Larry Brown on the guitar.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And surely you'll buy your pint cup, and surely I'll buy mine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my friend, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We two have run about the slopes and picked the daisies fine, but we've wandered many a weary foot since Auld Lang Syne. We two have paddled in the stream from morning sun till dine, but seas between us broad have roared since Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And there's a hand, my trusty friend, and give us a hand of thine, and we'll take a right goodwill draft for Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my friend, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
Well, that's beautiful, Harry. And I've not heard the last verses.
We hardly do anything but the first verse. But,
right.
But, oh, here's two old guys reminiscing when they were out picking the daisies,
yeah.
Canoeing the streams, living their lives, and again, sharing a drink to say thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I really appreciate this song even more now, hearing the other verses.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, good.
We're about out of time. Anything else you want to add here about?
Well, since we are at that transition point, let's say thanks for last year.
Oh,
and let's say next year is going to be better.
You know, Larry, I can't even begin to count all of the blessings that have been bestowed upon me. I'm very thankful for what I have. I'm thankful for being able to come on the radio 5 days a week and share with our community people like you. We have so many wonderful folks in and around the Central Missouri area, and KBIA giving me the opportunity to introduce them to our listeners is a real privilege. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for friendships and the people that are in my life.
Well, here's a hand, trusty friend.
I like that. And I wish you and yours a very, very happy 2013. We were talking about it the past couple of segments. You know, it's hard to believe that we went through 2012 and we're embarking on a brand new year. The older you get, the faster time goes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You want to do a little bit of instrumental while we say goodbye here?
That's why I always drive, just below the speed limit.
All right, got it. But thank you. We wish you a very happy new year. Thank you for listening today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hayden. And my buddy, assistant producer, guest coordinator, and good friend, Uncle James Mauser. Thank all of you for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.